Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files another intervention in North Carolina to defend the magistrates there with regards to their conscientious objection to issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this is the second time that we filed a motion to intervene because the ACLU filed a lawsuit and then they withdrew the lawsuit. We had already filed our motion to intervene and defend the magistrates. And then after they withdrew the lawsuit, they filed it again. So we have then now filed another intervention. What we are doing is we are asking to be able to defend the magistrates with regards to this ACLU lawsuit. About a year ago in 2015, Liberty Counsel filed a lawsuit on their behalf against the state of North Carolina, asking for a religious accommodation for those who refused or did not want to participate in same-sex marriage licenses. The House and the Senate responded to that lawsuit by passing a piece of legislation that would allow them to opt out. The governor vetoed that legislation. The House and the Senate overrode his veto. The law went into effect. The law provides for religious accommodation. The ACLU wants no religious accommodation. So the current lawsuit is the ACLU trying to strike down this state law that provides an opt-out for these magistrates who refuse to violate the religious conscience. That's why we're defending this new law.
Yeah, Matt, the ACLU, you know, the worst nomer in a title I've ever heard, the American Civil Liberties Union. What the ACLU is doing here is intentionally trying to quash the religious liberties, the First Amendment guaranteed religious liberties of these magistrates who have simply been granted a reasonable accommodation by the legislature here that would not force them to violate their conscience and perform so-called same-sex marriages that are in totally contrary to the clear teachings of Scripture. So the ACLU wants to force them against their will to engage in sin, to perform a sin-based marriage. This shows you that they have nothing to do with civil liberties whatsoever, but they aim to chill civil liberties, to silence dissent, and to force and compel an endorsement of so-called same-sex marriage. This is just unconscionable that they would do this, but they're showing their true colors here, aren't they?
Well, they are. You know, they have gone over to this ideological promotion of the so-called lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender agenda a long time ago when they added people to their board of directors that specifically promoted that particular vehicle of advocacy. And now what they have done is they have elevated the homosexual agenda, sexual orientation, gender identity laws, whatever you want to call them, same-sex marriage, to not only an equal level to the First Amendment freedom of religion and freedom of conscience that is expressly recognized in the First Amendment, but to a higher level. So when the two collide, you would think that you would have this constitutionally recognized and specifically expressed religious free exercise and also expressed in federal and state laws under the Religious Freedom Restoration Acts of both the federal and states, that would take priority. But no, instead, what they ultimately envision is that when the two collide, the homosexual agenda supersedes it. So you would think that if they are really in favor of civil liberties, that they would be in favor of these magistrates not being forced against their conscience. Obviously, they would be in favor of people who want to opt out of the military service because of conscience rights. They would be in favor of someone who doesn't want to salute the flag because of conscience rights. And they would be in favor of other kinds of opt-outs because of conscience rights. But not here when it collides with the homosexual agenda. They then have elevated this above the constitutionally expressed and recognized freedom of religion. The state attorney has already indicated he does not want to defend the law. His name is Attorney General Roy Cooper. He is the state attorney general for North Carolina. He's responsible for defending the law. He's made public statements against the law, which is called SB2. and has even made voting against it part of his campaign for his candidacy for governor. And consequently, that's why we need to intervene and defend the magistrates, because the ACLU wants to strike down this religious accommodation law. The attorney general doesn't want to defend it. So the magistrates are going to be back to where they were when we started this attempt to accommodate them in 2015. That's why we need to intervene and defend this law on their behalf.
So the attorney general here is going to abdicate his duty. You know, there's a word for what the ACLU is doing here. It's hypocrisy. You mentioned that whatever their pet projects are, they will stand firm in defense of conscious rights. But if something violates their worldview and their opinion on something, then they're against conscience rights. We need to be clear here that as adamantly opposed to counterfeit same-sex marriage as we are, in North Carolina, if somebody wants to enter into one of these pretend marriages, they still can. They just can't force a particular magistrate to perform it. Somebody else will step in and replace that individual to perform this ritual. So it's not like anyone's rights are being violated here. We have to again point out this, what they're seeking here, nothing more than forcing against their wills, these magistrates to perform these so-called same-sex marriages. And it just goes to show what we have been saying for years, that the snowball is gaining speed here down the hill. This slippery slope, we are reaching the bottom of the slippery slope here, where holding a biblical worldview on marriage and sexual morality is verboten, is against the law under penalty of law.
Well, and what you have here is the magistrates are not the only ones who perform marriages. Obviously, there's other ministers and there's others within North Carolina that can perform marriages. Magistrates do a lot of things. One of the activities that they can do is the performance of marriages. Now, when the magistrates decide to opt out, they opt out of all marriages. They still have lots of duties to do as a magistrate. They just don't do any marriages. It's not that they do opposite-sex marriages, but not same-sex marriages. If they choose to opt out because of conscience rights, they just opt out of doing all marriages. That doesn't mean that there's nobody in the local area that can perform marriages. Obviously, there's other magistrates who do, and there's other people besides magistrates. Magistrates are only a small part of those individuals that are authorized to perform marriages. But what the ACLU wants is, no, they want every magistrate to perform same-sex marriages despite their sincerely held religious conscience. That's why we have said a long time ago, this issue is far different than the sanctity of human life issue, because we have had the atrocity of killing innocent children since 1973, but we haven't had people conscripted and forced to participate. Now you have people conscripted and forced to participate, like Judge Brenda Baumgartner. She's one of our clients that we represent. She has an excellent record during her 10 years of service as a magistrate, and she refuses to participate in something that directly collides with the scriptures, with the natural created order of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. But they want her to either resign her position or to continue her position, but be forced to violate her conscience. Doesn't matter how good of a servant she is to the people in the public, they want to trample her conscience. And that's the agenda. That's the agenda that people need to wake up to. Now, in Florida, we had a piece of legislation that just passed called the Pastor Protection Act. It is a limited protection for pastors. There's much more legislation that needs to be done beyond what happened in Florida. But these kinds of laws are coming around the country that would protect people who are being forced to perform same-sex marriages, whether they're magistrates in North Carolina, clerks in Kentucky, probate judges in Alabama, or pastors in other states. We need to continue to advance protections for religious freedom. And beyond that, Matt, we also need to really question and push back the legitimacy or lack thereof of the U.S. Supreme Court's 5-4 opinion on this issue. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also go to, we have a number of websites, libertycouncil.com. Libertycouncil.com includes both our C3, Liberty Counsel, and our C4, Liberty Counsel Action, a public a policy advocacy organization. And you can sign up for activism emails there. We have, in addition to our Liberty Alert, which you may receive, we have several other emails that will keep you informed and give you opportunities for action to get involved and make your voice heard. We have the Liberty Council Grassroots Action email, the Liberty Council Action, which is more for public policy grassroots email as well. We have the Liberty Relief International, which is our international humanitarian email to help persecuted brothers and sisters, Christians, in the Middle East and around the world. That and much more. Go to libertycouncil.com and lc.org. You can also make an online credit card contribution on either one of those websites.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.